Where'd you meet your best friend? Stems from a JD. Got to go fly to the Bay for the 3-day weekend. Your mom has a new best friend. She met on a flight. They happen to be just reading the same book, and a year and a half later, they're besties.
That's right. And I know you guys have both read Wild Mercy by Mirabai Starr.
Yeah. Bestseller, right?
Bestseller.
It wasn't like Twilight than that?
I think so. Yeah.
That was it.
It's right there on the shelf.
My best friend, because I'm a grown ass man, I don't, when people ask, well, who's your best friend? I don't name 3-4 people like JD. Best friend is White Boy Zach. White Boy Zach, you've seen him on my socials, hang out with me. I've known him for about 20 years. I met Zach. I know this is going to come as a shock. I met him at a bar.
He's a scary person.
I was having a birthday party. So I know it was October, like 20 years ago. I was hosting a spot in downtown. And someone tapped me on the shoulder. Now, at this point, it's the end of the night. I'm drunk. Uh-huh. And it's White Boy Zach and this guy. You know Chino? It's both of them together.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, happy birthday, Joey boy. Like, hey, man, thanks a lot. Like, well, what are you doing for your birthday weekend? Oh, man, I'm hosting this. I'm going to Cabo. Like, you're going to Cabo? Yeah, I'm going to Cabo. Y'all should go. Flash forward 2 days later, because I believe I hosted my party, which my birthday was on that Thursday. Saturday morning, I'm going to Cabo. Another tap on the shoulder. I'm getting Starbucks, like some hot tea before getting on this flight to Cabo. Tap on the shoulder. I turn around. Zach.
Oh, he was down.
And Chino. And they're like, hey. I'm like, don't I know you guys? He's like, yeah, remember you invited us to the trip.
It's kind of scary, though.
I'm like, I did? Like, yeah, you hosted the club a couple of nights ago. You say you're going to Cabo. You said you should come. So here we are.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, forget this coffee. Let me buy you a shot. Let's get out of here. We've been friends ever since.
That's wild. It's okay, as a woman, I'm like, if someone just came on the trip with me, I'd be very paranoid. So it's so cool that it worked out.
Yep.
Yeah, same resort and everything, or same kind of itinerary. And
we had some mutual friends. So they had asked, like, yeah, Joey invited me, da da da. Because I invited, there was like 12 of us that went. Every year I had Libra Fest, like I told you about. I'm bringing it back this year. We're going to Mexico City, right?
Yeah,
good
down.
Luck. You guys are
JD, you got to go with us.
I'm busy. I have COVID.
Why wouldn't you want to go to Mexico City? It's one of the greatest cities ever.
Libra Fest is back. If you run up to me and I'm drunk at a bar, invite yourself. The hell with it. And so a few friends that they knew, it's like, yeah, Joey, you invited us to his birthday. They're like, really? Like, yeah, where are you guys staying? And they stood at our hotel and everything.
You had no reservations as far as anything that might have weirded you out or thrown anything off. You just were totally open. I mean, times were great back then. Where
you could 20 years ago. People.
Yeah.
2006 was a vibe. No, we got along from day one. They were the best. We had such a great time. It was a blast. So that's how I met White Boy Zach.
When was your first secret with him where you're like, this guy's my best freaking friend?
Ah, God. He's just the most loyal person. When someone does me wrong, and a lot of people have done me wrong the past 20 years, they're dead to him. They're like, wow. He's good. He's the guy. Remember when I moved to Chicago with the last show? Mm-hmm. He drove my Jeep down with my dog, Gizzy.
Yeah, he's a real one for that.
He's like, how are you getting around? Like, I'm taking the train to get the Jeep. And it's like, how much is that? I go, it's about this much. He's like, nah, I'll drive it down to you.
Wow.
And took me, my dog, because my then wife and kids couldn't be with me for a month. So I was like, damn, I wish I at least had my dog. Now that is
gangster.
Yeah, it's my best friend.
We'll do that. Yeah,
big shout salute to my boy, White Boy Zach. And we ask you, how'd you meet your best friend? 602-805. 0101. Let's tap in with Kenny in Tempe. Kenny, what you got?
So, like, I'm a construction worker, and I had a bad accident where I fell off a ladder, and I really hurt my spine. It was a terrible injury. I spent a month in the hospital, and I actually had a male nurse, right? This dude took care of me for the entire month. I mean, it was a little embarrassing. He had to do everything for me. When I had a deuce, he had to clean my butt for me. and you just can't come back from that. When someone wipes your butt, it creates a bond that you really can't let go of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he clapped your cheeks. Like, literally.
Literally.
I appreciated him taking such good care of me and stuff. We ended up being the best friends. We're still best friends. We talk all the time. I knew he was my best friend because this jackass, on the anniversary of our friendship, got me a ladder.
That's something I would do for sure.
That's awesome. Wow, that's a great story. So how long have you guys been friends?
It's been 9 years now.
Wow.
9 years. Oh, dang, dude. That's tight.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, who initiated that?
Yeah, I mean, I just said, you know, I just showed my appreciation for him, you know, because he has to kind of have this bedside manner, professional attitude. So right. I opened mm-hmm. it up and said, hey, man, we would make the best of friends. Let's go get a beer. And it worked out.
Yeah, you wash my rear, let me buy you a beer.
Exactly. Oh,
if you don't have a t-shirt of that, you gotta get on that.
That's the next bestie gift.
I know. Hallmark.
That's hilarious.
That's a card waiting to be bought. Wow, that's amazing. He bought you a ladder for that.
That's wild, but that's a friend right there.
For real. Spinal cord injury? That's
yeah,
pretty
intense. Are you okay
man.
Now?
Yeah, I actually made a full recovery, but it was a long time coming. It was a couple of months before I was able to go back to work.
Okay.
Well, dude, looking at you like, what'd you eat, man? You're
like, I know. Well, thank you for sharing, Kenny. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks.